News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Baths and cold water plunge therapy have seen a massive burst in popularity all over the country in recent years for the so-called health benefits largely. But is there actually any science behind taking a plunge? Ciarán O'Sullivan, Professor of Physiotherapy at the University of Limerick, joins us. Good morning to you, Ciarán. Are they good for us? I mean, people like them. They're exhilarating, but are they actually good for us?
Sure. Good morning. You've probably pitched that in two nice angles. Are they something that people enjoy? There's clearly a subsection of people, not including myself, that really enjoy the experience, and I'm not here to be the person to take away that fun from their lives. However, if we're looking, I suppose, at from a scientific perspective, the evidence, it's pretty underwhelming. Now, there have been various cold therapies around for years, from ice chambers and ice baths, and I suppose since COVID times, there's been an increased interest in sea swimming and dipping in lakes and so on.
Yeah.
But if we look at, I guess, the effect on the most common reported, target symptom, which is aches and pains, there's, in a positive sense, lots of evidence that people feel better in the short term. So again, that's not necessarily bad. However, that seems to be mostly related to the short term shock of being, you know, exposed to very cold temperatures, but the effects don't last very long.
Okay.
And so if somebody feels better doing it, well, that's fine. But I guess there are probably many other things that we could be looking for when it comes to treating their aches and pains.
Okay, so you're saying that there might be better ways if you're doing it for your aches and pains. But nonetheless, if I'm hearing what you're saying, is people do feel good. There is that exhilaration thing, that burst of adrenaline. Is that good for the mood, for example, do we know? Does that kind of lift people a little bit? Because people do seem to love this.
Exactly. So there is definitely, at least anecdotal evidence and again, kind of short term benefits in terms of, yes, aches and pains, but also mood, energy, vitality, and lots of these other subjective sensations. So again, we're not trying to take that away from people, but I guess there is that caveat that often when we talk about this, it's compared to doing absolutely nothing. And anytime we offer some people an experience, it can seem better than just doing nothing. And that applies to, in this sense, cold water therapies, but actually many of the things people do to try and feel better. So again, if you are somebody who is generally healthy, you don't have any kind of clear reasons to not be in cold water, you are confident in the water, and it's, you know, in many situations it's either free or highly affordable, then that's a positive thing. And in many cases it can be a nice social environment. But again, they can explain some of the effects as much as anything. So if you and your friends are going to a cold water therapy session, great. But you might actually get the same benefit from going for a walk, going playing bridge, going and doing something in your garden. So it's an option, but I guess there is sometimes in today's wellness influencer world, there's a sense that if you're not doing this, you're really missing out. And I can't think of any patient population where this is absolutely essential. And again, if this was the icing on the cake, the marginal gain, because you've taken care of everything else in your life in terms of your health, great. But we're probably all quite aware that there's much more boring but significant things we need to look at.
Maybe lastly, Ciarán, you mentioned wellness there and influencers, etc. There is a bit of that going on here. First of all, we're all into wellness now in a way that maybe we weren't. We probably never even heard of wellness 10 years ago. But also fashion, you know, this is certainly a fashionable thing to do. There's one in my hometown where people jump into the ice bath and then into the kind of the barrel sauna or what have you. And they're popping up all over the country. It is a kind of a, you know, that and then you go for a nice barista coffee. It's a fashion at the moment, isn't it?
It is, and you know, without trying to judge or criticise anybody.
No, and I'm not, by the way.
There is part of that hipster trend in terms of like a cool thing to do, and it's highly kind of, good content for many people to kind of be able to post about. So again, we're not trying to take away that sense of enjoyment. But again, I think we probably need to be clear. What is a very good health intervention, something that's really important, and what is something that could be nice, fun and enjoyable. And just because something's fun, of course, doesn't mean it's a bad idea. But again, it's probably not the single biggest thing we need to do to make ourselves
feel better
physically or mentally.
Cold water all over it, but we're also going to say, you know, it's more of an experience than actually an intervention. Look, thank you. I'm delighted to kind of hear some kind of perspective on it as well. That is Kieran O'Sullivan, Professor of Physiotherapy at the University of Limerick. I noticed when he was talking about it, it's a kind of a cool hipster thing to do, Shane Coleman, you were nodding away smugly to yourself. Is this something that you do?
I've done the sauna and into the sea.
Same idea though,
yeah, same idea.
Lovely?
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. Hey, I never said I was deep.
Yeah, the target audience. Anyway,
I insisted on this item being included.
Moving swiftly in your suede jacket. Yeah.
Your suede shirt.
I know, the pair of us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.